Keith Peters reporting. It's official. The Trump administration will impose 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada and will add another 10% tariff on goods from China on top of the initial 10% President Trump imposed last month. Mr. Trump says imposing tariffs on trading partners is about fairness.
The tariffs are necessary because we've been treated very unfairly by many, many countries, including our friends, friend and foe.
The president claims illicit drugs such as fentanyl are being smuggled into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico at unacceptable levels. Wall Street didn't like the news. The Dow was down by 649 points. Ukrainian President Zelensky believes his country's relationship with the U.S. will continue. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Zelensky believes the U.S.-Ukraine partnership will survive despite last week's contentious Oval Office meeting with President Trump and Vice President Vance. Despite his optimism about U.S. relations, Zelensky says a deal to end the war with Russia is still very, very far away. The diplomatic upheaval prompted European leaders to hold an emergency weekend summit to show support for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Crews battle wildfires in North and South Carolina amid dry conditions and gusty winds.
According to the South Carolina Forestry Commission, a 1,600-acre wildfire was still burning uncontained in Horry County, but no structures have been lost or injuries reported. In North Carolina, the U.S. Forest Service says crews are working to get a handle on blazes burning in four forests across the state, one about 50 miles east of Charlotte. An evacuation order remains in effect for part of Polk County, North Carolina. Audio courtesy WPDE and WMBF. I'm Jennifer King.
Once again on Wall Street, the Dow down by 649 points today. This is SRN News. There's a warning about Mexico.
Americans think a lot about our southern neighbor, but primarily in the context of illegal immigration. But Open Doors U.S. says Mexico is now the second worst persecutor of Christians in all of Latin America, behind only Nicaragua, and number 31 on the worldwide ranking. The government isn't the problem. It's the giant drug cartels that virtually run the country. They don't hesitate to kill Christians who seek to help their victims or even try to broker peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has continued to block President Trump's plan to pull federal funding from institutions that provide sex change operations for children. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King in Seattle issued the permanent injunction over the weekend. She previously granted a two-week restraining order after the Democratic Attorneys General of Washington, Oregon, and Minnesota sued the Trump administration. Colorado has since joined the case. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
A sell-off hit Wall Street after President Trump said tariffs he had announced earlier on Canada and Mexico would take effect within hours. The S&P 500 dropped 1.8% after Mr. Trump said there was no room left for negotiations that could lower tariffs set to begin Tuesday on Canadian and Mexican imports. That dashed Wall Street's hopes that the president would choose a less painful path for global trade, and it followed the latest warning signal on the U.S. economy's strength. The Dow dropped 1.5%. The Nasdaq slumped 2.6%. The blue chips were down 649 points today to close at 43,191. The Nasdaq composite lost 497 to 18,350. The S&P 500 dropped 104 points to 5849. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.